Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Just a little one. Wow, Beatrix, you got those that fast?
Well, when I have a lot of energy from nerves, I tend to work very quickly.
Well, okay. I'm here to help. Tell me, what do I do? Do I string them together, or?
Well, did you get the mud from the little mud pile? I told you, your hands are very clean.
I didn't want to get them muddy. I was working on the problem.
Okay, Bartholomew, no. All right, come with me. All right, give me your hand. And into the mud. Squish it. No. Don't complain. Just take a second and squish it between your fingers. Come on, you can do it. Come on, it's fine. I am here to guide you.
It's not hygienic. It's...
No, but it's squishy and warm.
It's a weird consistency. I'm not familiar with it.
Just massage a little bit.
I mean, it's kind of fun.
Right?
I mean, it's sort of whimsical.
Okay, so now grab a pile of it. Just get your hands under there.
No, wait, I'm playing with it.
Bartholomew, come on.
No, just a moment or two. It's sort of, you know, it sort of makes me feel fun.
Okay, that's new for you. All right, so take some, a little pile of it.
Yeah, okay,
lift pile. Lift it in your hands and feel it squishy.
Yeah. Ooh, I can make a mud ball.
Yeah, don't throw it at me, though, please.
Oh, I could throw it at you.
Bartholomew, don't throw the mud at me.
It could be fun.
Bartholomew, don't. Don't.
I could just...
Don't. Put your hand down. Bartholomew.
Oh!
10,000 feet. Systems. Suit. Activate. Suit. Power. Oh, switch. Switch it on. 8,000 feet. Come on, suit. Come on, suit. Here we go. Booting. Oh, come on, suit. Come on. 7,000 feet.
Activated.
Suit. Oh, you're here. Begin fall protocol.
Fall protocol engaged.
Whoa! That is awesome!
Oh, whew. Wow. Oh my God, we're hovering.
Landing gear malfunctioning.
What? Whoa, we're falling again! Oh, okay, suit! Emergency protocol, override.
Override, complete.
I need to land. Not die.
Landing protocol engaged.
Okay, cool. Okay, here we go. We're coming in pretty fast, suit. We're coming in pretty fast!
Oh my God, we're covered in mud! Pardon all of you guys.
Oh. I cannot see my hands at all. They're just mud hands.
They're just mud. We are no longer people. We are mud monsters.
We are mud things.
We are mud things. right. Come on.
All right.
Okay. So when you're trying to build a shelter, you want to make sure that you put enough mud between the sticks with the leaves so that air can't get through easily.
Okay. I'm on mud duty. I can do the mud. I got it.
All right. Give me your hand. We're just going to put the mud in between the sticks and just smooth it out. Smooth it out. Nice work. It's really smooth. Okay, then take some leaves and just squish them on a little bit.
Oh, and they just stick.
They stick.
It's actually working really well.
Mm-hmm. You're really good at this.
Thanks. You know, it's sort of fun to actually do something.
That's what I was trying to tell you the other day when we were in my special place. Sometimes it's nice just to let go.
You know, you're right, Beatrix. I don't always think about that. I'm always keeping track of everything that everyone's doing. I don't always think that actually doing things has value independent of what they achieve. This is fun.
You've used that word a lot.
Well, it's because I'm having fun!
Stop throwing mud at me!
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Suit, run diagnostics.
Diagnostics check. Suit at 67%.
Suit, what do I call you?
You may call me Suit. Okay. Or, if you're feeling frisky, Sweet Cheeks. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, we'll stick with Suit.
Oh, all right.
Suit, can you triangulate two coordinates? 37.33.104 and 22...
Hold on there, Sailor. So many coordinates. Just kidding. Ha 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 ha.
Please disengage the humor.
Fine. Be that way. Humor disengaged. Triangulating.
Thank you.
Triangulating.
Okay.
Triangulating.
Right.
Triangulating. Annoying, isn't it? Ha 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 ha.
God. Ugh!
Wow, this place is really coming along.
Yeah, who knew we could build a two-story home in such little time?
That is impressive, Beatrix.
Well, I mean, who knew that we'd work well together?
Hey, maybe we can start doing a bit of the inside, some interior decorating?
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, it's not like we're running out of sticks.
No. Maybe like a couple of end tables, and we could make like a wicker chair.
Ooh, I like that. And then we could make like a big bed and maybe some couches.
Yeah, no, we could make a big bed.
And a pod, maybe a pod, like a pretend pod, just to make us feel at home. We should probably make multiple beds though, right? That's a,
Oh, you were saying one bed, that's why you got all awkward.
Well, the kitchen would be a good place to also explore, so Bob would feel comfortable at home too, because there'll be you know, so many of us in this two-story home that we've made.
Okay, well, let's get to work. Shall we start with the bed?
See that?
Mud people, don't move!
No!
Creatures, I've got you in my sights.
Creatures?
Put the sticks down. Slowly.
What the hell is that?
The next shot won't miss.
Oh my god!
He thinks we're creatures. You know those tree things we encountered on that picnic? Oh, you probably don't remember.
What?
Hello! We mean you no harm.
Then put the sticks down.
Oh, right.
Okay, you drop the sticks, drop the sticks.
Sticks are down.
Wait. What is that on your... What did you do to Beatrix? You're wearing her shoes.
What? No. I am Beatrix.
Don't move. You ate Beatrix.
What? No!
How do you know who Beatrix is?
Wait a minute. Is that... Barty?
I prefer Bartholomew. How do you know...
It's Bob.
Bob!
Bob?
Oh my God!
No, what are you doing?
Bob, it's me. Put the gun... Okay. Let me just rub my face a little bit. You can see, right?
Oh my God, Beatrix.
Bob!
Oh my God, yes. Okay, go. I can't hug you in the power armor. Sorry.
I can hug the power armor, though. It's kind of cold and, you know, not giving, but it's fine. Oh my God, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
Where's Ship?
Ship has left.
Bob, how did you get here?
It's a long story. Maybe I should get out of this armor.
Yeah, please, get out of the suit! Get out of the suit! I want to see you!
And why are you guys all covered in mud?
Ooh, we built a house.
It needed mud.
You built that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I helped.
He did!
Who are you?
No, Bob, calm down. It's Bartholomew.
Bartholomew doesn't do things.
I was expanding my horizons. I was having
fun.
Fun.
Okay.
I even let Beatrix call me Barty a couple of times.
He did.
Okay. I guess it's normal you would be changed. So much has happened.
Bob, why are you talking that way?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You just seem very put together and businesslike and...
You're wearing a suit.
Yeah, it doesn't quite fit. You know, it's right here, but... I had to make do.
Is that one of mine?
Yeah. I may have had to blow the doors on your quarters.
What?
Oh my God, that's how he got the communicator.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And
it
at some point,
from mine.
Bartholomew, I'd like to talk about what's behind that door at the back of your quarters.
What?
Nothing, Beatrix.
At a different time.
Yeah. The house looks safe.
It is. It's, we don't have any furniture yet, but come on in!
Yeah, great. Why don't you show me around?
Yeah, okay. I guess a lot has happened.
This, we were thinking, like, a living room area?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Okay. I think we could do some better defenses on the windows. No, it's lovely. I think it's amazing.
Defenses?
Guys, Ship is gone. Like, Ship was heading towards orbit. I didn't realize. I didn't have time to read all of the emergency protocol manual. I do have a copy here. I shoved it in my suit. I'm afraid that I was trapped in Ship. Something was wrong, and I chose to blow the doors. And Ship may have reacted as if it was under attack, I guess, and it initiated protocol B-79.
When Captain's under control of the ship, it can't enter orbit. B-79 can't be engaged.
I couldn't reach Captain. I came up in my pod, and Captain, I think, was talking to you, and then something happened.
So Ship is gone, gone.
What do you mean,
gone? Okay. We need shelter. Beatrix, this isn't fun anymore.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Beatrix. I had to make a call when Ship was leaving orbit.
What does this mean?
I chose to not stay with Ship and come down and get you two, but all I have is one power suit and...
What is it in this power suit? Like, what? Why do you have guns? Like, where did all this come from?
I don't understand the question. It's part of my role.
What is going on with you?
Part of my role is ancillary services.
Bob.
She was right. It worked.
What?
Look, I can help keep you safe. I crammed as much ammo as I could into the compartment on the power armor. I have two power rifles and two handguns.
We don't use guns. We don't... What? We're here on a peaceful mission.
Beatrix, we've been attacked before.
And now we don't have a ship to go back to.
Beatrix, if you die, that might be it.
Would making a pod out of sticks in the corner make you feel better?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Log entry 2684. OMG, OMG, WTF, OMG, what has happened? Bob found my suit room. His new iteration is the success that Captain was hoping it would be. And Captain is gone. Ship is gone. We don't know whether ship is coming back. If we die, that might be it. I might have to tell them.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever...
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm going to survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.